So this came across my news desk earlier this week, and I was really excited to see this opportunity coming here to Connecticut. For the first time, it says in American history, an American gymnastics competition is expected to see three U.S. Olympic all-around gold medalists compete head-to-head. And two of those sessions are happening right here in our region. They're right here in Connecticut at the XL Center. So who better to talk to get the scoop on all of this than Ben Weiss, who joins the show for the first time, general manager of the XL Center. Ben, welcome to WICC. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So how in the world, can I ask you, did Connecticut even land on the radar to be one of the places where these competitions are happening, these sessions?
You know, it's funny. We've been working on this event since pre-COVID.
Really?
We had a United States gymnastics event that was scheduled basically a few months after what turned out to be COVID, and we lost that event, and we continued to stay in contact with USAG, and we were lucky enough to score the 2024 Core Hydration Classic, which is this event this weekend. So believe it or not, we've been working on this one for 4 or 5 years now.
Wow. Well, all that hard work definitely paid off. I mean, some of the names I have to name drop. I mean, Simone Biles, huge fan. Huge fan of hers.
Yeah, I mean, Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, Suni Lee. I mean, these are elite athletes mm-hmm. that have in the past have won the all-around Olympic gold medal. So the fact that all three senior elite athletes are going to be competing in the same competition on the same day in the same building here at the XL Center, it's extremely unique. I'm not sure that's ever been done before, and we can tell you that there's people flying in from all over the country to see this one happen this weekend.
It's so amazing. And again, we have Ben Weiss here, general manager of the XL Center. And I mean, Ben knows a thing or two about really exciting things. The XL Center is where everything's happening, and so this is a really exciting opportunity. The first time that we are going to see a competition of this type where you've got three U.S. Olympic all-around gold medalists who are competing head-to-head. So cool. And two of the sessions are happening here in Connecticut on Saturday, May 18th. But before we get to the competition, there's a real focus on the downtown scene, obviously leading up to this really great event. So let's talk about what's happening for today, Friday, and then tomorrow with downtown restaurants and shops. What's going to be happening, Ben?
Yeah, the downtown community is really embracing this event and all the guests that are coming into town. So there's going to be, on Friday tonight, there's going to be specials on throughout all the restaurants, or many of the restaurants downtown. And then really kind of the highlight for the downtown folks is going to be tomorrow, Saturday, the what's called the Tumble Street Fan Fest on Pratt Street. It's going to kick off around noon. And folks, we're really encouraging everybody to come down and enjoy the festivities on Pratt Street. There's going to be games, there's going to be DJs, there's going to be music, there's going to be all sorts of excitement as folks get fired up to come into the XL Center and watch the athletes compete.
It's so cool, and I love that name, Tumble Street Fan Fest. I mean, it sounds like a blast. Now, are you guys going to have any mats out for us to practice our tumbling, or does that just sound like a really awful idea, a public hazard between drinking
yeah.
and all that? Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, risk management did not allow that one to happen.
Dang.
So we're going to leave the tumbling to inside with the senior athletes. So,
okay.
But I like that idea. I like
right?
that idea.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I was a gymnast for about 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
I have not done anything besides maybe a backflip on a trampoline for about 10 years now. But, one can dream. Maybe the next time around. Maybe the next time
yeah.
around we can make it happen.
That's right. That's right. That's
it just
right.
sounds like so much fun. And I do want to just note for the discounts and the items, for example, for these special offers at restaurants and shops, these are specifically for people who have their XL Center ticket to prove, right, that they're going to the event?
Yeah. You just display your ticket, and folks will be able to identify which restaurants are participating as they move around downtown. But, pretty easy, and, I just encourage people to come down early because, it's the XL Center is going to be packed, and we want to make sure, people are here in time and enjoying everything that we have to offer throughout the whole day.
Yeah, it sounds like so much fun. And I did read, I'm not sure, I haven't been to your website recently, maybe you have been, but are there still tickets available for Saturday's event?
There are some limited. In fact, we just released some seats in the lower bowl, and they are going very, very quickly. But we're expecting Saturday. If it doesn't sell out, it'll be near capacity. But there are some tickets still available for Saturday. And then, the Friday competition, today's competition, there are some tickets available for the juniors that are competing this afternoon.
So exciting. And again, you could get those tickets if you go to xlcenter.com, purchase them right there. You know, can we just really quickly, Ben, before I let you go, and I thank you for your time, talk about, you know, the events at the XL Center and what it really does. When I looked at this press release, I think this is what really caught my eye, besides the fact that I saw Simone Biles' name pop up and I thought, wait, what? Why are you in Connecticut? It says here, USA Gymnastics competition is estimated to generate over $1.8 million for Connecticut over the two-day period. That is nothing to scoff at. I mean, talk about what goes into figuring out what should happen at the XL Center and how it really is giving back to Connecticut. It's a big deal when you hear that over 2 days, close to $2 million are coming in from one event.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm biased, obviously, but, you know, we really are, we believe so strongly in this building, the XL Center, and what it brings to not only Hartford, but really the entire state. Some of the marquee events that we bring here, and of course, the University of Connecticut, both basketball programs playing in this building, half of their home schedules are here. There's so much economic impact and the economic stimulus that it provides to the downtown core and the region. It's just so important. I mean, anytime we have an event, we strongly believe that all the restaurants and the bars and the businesses in downtown, they thrive on that, and they need these events to occur. So it's not something we take lightly. We're proud to bring these events to the community. We're proud to be somebody that helps drive business to the downtown community, and it's important, and it's we do a lot of events, but we always think we need to do more, and we know we're an important player to the downtown community.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ben Weiss, we're in playoffs right now. I'm a huge Bruins fan. I got into hockey well after the Whalers left us. I am curious, are you still, while you're still the general manager of the XL Center, any point would you love to continue to try and see if we can get a professional hockey team to come back? Because I think the XL Center would become their home arena.
Look, anything's possible, but I will tell you this. The Hartford Wolfpack, which we're the proud affiliate of the New York Rangers, and we actually just beat your Bruins in the second round of the playoffs. So we advanced. We're actually in the third round of the playoffs,
yes,
which
I
is
know.
Awesome. And so we beat the Providence Bruins last round, and we're taking on the Hershey Bears here. And the Wolfpack are we have some serious momentum behind us. Our attendance has been growing year over year recently here, and we're packing the XL Center for Wolfpack games. So they're a lot of fun, and look, I think it's proof to your point that Connecticut and Hartford, I mean, we can fill a building with hockey fans. So we're proving it here with the Wolfpack.
Yeah, definitely. No, and congratulations, certainly. I think it's so neat. I talk a lot to the Bridgeport Islanders, the guys over there, and you should start getting into that lineup. It'd be so cool to talk to you about it. But during hockey season, Alan Fearing over there at the Total Mortgage Arena, we'll talk about the Bridgeport Islanders. It's so neat to see these young hockey players. Like, I look at, obviously, the Providence Bruins, three of those players who we brought our son to go see them play in Bridgeport. They're playing right now in the playoffs right now with the Bruins. It's so neat to just see them. This is so cool, Ben Weiss. I would love to have you back on the show at some point. Such an honor to talk to you and to talk more about the XL Center, get more coverage here on WICC.
No, that'd be great. Would love to come on as much as you'll have me. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, Ben Weiss, thank you so much. And I hope that this weekend is a great success. And and like I said, next year, if they bring it back, let's see if we can, get some tumbling mats out there and just, I don't know, right? Who knows?
You got it. You got it. I'll talk to the risk management people. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. But Ben Weiss, thank you so much. It's been a real joy to chat with you. And we'll talk again in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, Ben Weiss, general manager of the XL Center right here on WICC. And again, if you want to check to see if there are tickets still available, go to xlcenter.com.